Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this first Sunday of May. And we are still in the Easter season celebrating the resurrection. And during this time, Jesus appeared to more than 500 people before he ascended into heaven. So it was a lot of people who witnessed his he was in this world before he ascended to heaven. So between now and the Ascension Sunday towards the end of May, we will be celebrating the Easter Sunday. And then after that, our Pentecost season will start. The Pentecost came and filled the apostles with the power of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for joining here and also online. God has given us another day to live in this world. One more day in this world is a gift from God. Not for our sake, but to be a blessing to this world. That's what God wants us to do. The announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin. If you want to go over that real quickly, the regular announcements, most of them are listed there. The food bank collection, we continue to do that. My book is available if you want. It is $10 each copy. The new book is Song in the Night. It is also available now. Here is that speaker. Yeah, that's the one. Okay, thank you, Wayne. And the cooking class and the art class, second Saturday of May and third Saturday respectively, will be held at 10 a.m. at the fellowship hall. We need somebody to do the cooking for May 14th. So maybe Norman, think about it. And we can do, because everybody's talking about your pasta. So
lasagna,
okay. Our annual conference is from June 2 through 4. We have Lou and Jean attending from our church. I think they can only take one person in-person conference. The others have to join online because of the restrictions of the convention center in Athens. We will figure that out. Today we'll have communion. As you all know, the first Sunday we celebrate communion. Our celebration Sunday will be at last Sunday of the month. We will have our birthdays, anniversaries, and other celebrations, and the lunch after service. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayers for the church and the future of the church. Please pray for the church and also donate your services, your time, your tithes, and whatever gifts that you have, please use for donate for the church. Thus, we are taking our donations online now. As you all know, go to piedmontumc.com. There are several options you can do to donate to the church online as well. Are there any other announcements that I missed, or anybody else want to add anything? If not, let us continue worshiping together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our opening hymn is hymn number 77, How Great Thou Art. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4. If you are able, please stand.
Oh Lord, my God.
Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come to your presence with a thanksgiving and a joyful heart. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us in this world, that you have given us to live in this world, to be a blessing to this world, and to bring honor and glory to your name. You are our God of salvation who redeemed us from our sins so that we can enjoy the joy that you have set before us, Lord. We rejoice in your amazing deeds that you perform every day in this world and in our lives. By the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have opened the gate to eternal life. We are grateful for your gifts of forgiveness and a new start of resurrection experience in our lives as well. Bless us, Lord, today as we worship together with your presence. We pray that you help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. The Holy Communion we take part in today, the meditation of the word and the prayers and the singing that we do today, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
The pollen. I don't know.
As we remain seated, we are going to sing another hymn. It is 130, God Will Take Care of You. We will sing verses 1, 3 and 4. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. Miss Lou will be reading from Psalm 16, verses 5 through 11. It is page 748 in the Blue Book.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. Behold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have glorious heritage.
I bless the Lord who gave me counsel. Even at night my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure.
For you do not give me up in Sheol. Oh, let your godly one see the pit.
You show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now as we come before God and lift up our prayers of thanksgiving and give thanks to God, and also we share our prayers of burdens and concerns between each other and also lift them up to the Lord together. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So as we come before the throne of grace of God, let us open our hearts and our minds and pour out our thanksgiving as well as our concerns before God. The prayer requests, our regular ones, are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please continue to pray for these items regularly and these people. Martha is not on here today. She had a chemo this past week, so we don't know how that's going, so she's not online. Please continue to pray for Martha. And we wanted to keep Miss Lou in our prayers. She's going for a stress test next week because of the heart abnormality they found. So please keep her in our prayers. Those are the special, any other special call outs from this list or anything else that anyone to call out? Special prayer requests? Let us continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and pray that God will bring an end to this war. And only God can bring peace. And we know that from our experience so far. Humans fail, but God is good and He can bring peace to this world. And let us pray for the people who have, a lot of them are suffering. I saw some of the moms with their kids fleeing from the gunshots, and it's a terrible sight. So please keep them in our prayers. Let us pray for our nation to have peace, particularly during these primary elections are coming. Let's pray that God will elect the right people, help us to elect the right people. And also we pray for the president and the administration and our Congress leaders, our governors of the state. Let us keep them in our prayers. Let us keep our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks and delivery clerks and a lot of people in the service industry, our mailmen, trash workers, I mean, you name it, a lot of them are working every day to support us and service us. Let us be thankful for their services and also lift them up for their safety and also for their families.
Yes, but let us pray for that God would change Vladimir Putin's heart.
Who?
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Yes, let's pray for Russian, God would change his heart.
Yeah, pray for the people of Russia too, and yeah. You know, because they are not doing well either because of all the sanctions going. And I hear a lot of stories from Russia that coming out. They are struggling. So please pray for Putin to have the right mind to get back off and have peace. Any special items? How is April doing?
April continues to wait for the response to, you know, she swallowed that pill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It takes like a whole week of man hours
to go through that,
to analyze it. Once they do that,
okay,
maybe we'll know.
Okay, sure. Yeah, April was here when we had a prayer dedication for her, and also the rest of them. We had a healing prayer service that Sunday. She's her daughter-in-law. She is going on with some symptoms and they can't get to the bottom of it. Please keep her in our prayers and also the families. If there are no special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer, have a time of silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Paul says in the letter to Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Eternal and loving God, we come before you as your children with a grateful and thankful heart. Thank you for the gift of life along with all the joys and blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. You are a good God yesterday, you are a good God today, and we know that you will be good in the future for us. We thank you again for this gift of life that you have given us in this world to live as a blessing here. At the same time, many of us are burdened with many things in our lives, especially those who are struggling with health issues and other problems, are broken in our bodies in many ways. Many of us are broken in our spirit, in our souls. But as the scripture reads, even youth grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you for strength at this time, Lord. When we are weak and sick, you heal our bodies and give us strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend who comforts us. In our sorrows and loss, you give us peace that the world cannot give. Thank you for always being there for us in every part of our lives, every moment of our lives. We lift all those who need your protection and guidance and grace today, Lord, especially the ones that we have named and we have in our prayer requests. Particularly, we pray for Martha as she had another chemo session this week. Strengthen her body and her spirit, Lord, and heal her, continue to heal her, Lord. We pray for Miss Lou as she's going back to the doctor this week for a stress test. We pray that your grace will be upon her and also the doctors and nurses so that they will find the root cause of the problem and treat her accordingly, Lord, and give them the wisdom to do the right things. We pray for April as she's waiting for the results of her test, Lord. We pray that you will give her peace at this time and also peace for their families. We pray for your healing hand to touch her and heal her, that she will be healed from her ailment at this time, Lord. We thank you for all of those people who have received your healing, particularly the progress that Penny had made throughout her issue with COVID. And also we pray for all of those who have been healed by your healing at this time. We thank you for the progressive healing that you are bringing to Wayne with his voice. As he's going back to the voice doctor this week, we pray that your special grace be upon him and the doctor, that we will have his voice restored. And bless him, Lord, with your strength. Thank you for continuing to be with them as a family to do your ministry. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various problems, particularly we pray for the people of Ukraine, who are struggling with not only war, but also a lot of other things that came with it, Lord. A lot of them are displaced. A lot of them are separated from their families and their children. Lord, we pray that you bring an end to this war and change the hearts of the world leaders, particularly Putin, and also we pray for the people of Russia. We pray for your intervention and peace at this time, Lord, and we know that you are the only one who can bring peace. And we trust in you, and we pray that you'll bring peace there in that area. We pray for our nation, our president, our vice president, leaders of the Congress and Senate, and the leaders of the states, governors, and all those people who are making decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Bless them with your guidance and the fear of God in their hearts, Lord. Above all, give them the wisdom to do the right things for the people, Lord. Thank you for your grace again for this nation. We pray for our service workers. Thank you for their services, our military, police, fire, our grocery clerks and mailmen, all those who are working. We thank you for their services and we pray for their safety and their families at this time. We pray that you will be with us as a church, Lord, as we continue to do your work in this community and around the world. Bless us, Lord, to do it faithfully and use all the opportunities that you have given us, Lord, to be your faithful witnesses in whatever way that we can be, in our services, in our gifts, in our talents, in our tithes, in whatever way that you have blessed us with, Lord. Help us to be faithful in serving you. Be with us as we worship today, Lord. We pray that your presence be with us today in our midst. Let your name be lifted up in the communion and in the meditation of the word that we pray today, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offering. stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom our blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, Mother, we heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. The Bible says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everybody should give according to what he has decided in heart, because God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and all we are. Thank you for, above all, for Jesus Christ, in whom you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Gracious God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and caretakers of your trust in this world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything that we do. May these offerings bring honor and glory to your name through the ministry that we do here and also around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 31.
Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. Be with us, Lord, as we meditate on your word today, to be humble before your word and be obedient to the commandments that you ask us to do. Open our hearts and illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden truths behind your word and become life and spirit in our lives and also life and spirit in this world through us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We just read about the story of Thomas. Thomas was not there when Jesus appeared first to the group of disciples. I don't know where he was. But his presence was not there with the rest of the group who were gathered together and Jesus appeared to them. And when they told Thomas, you know the story, that they saw the resurrected Christ, he said that unless I see him with my eyes and touch his body, I'm not going to believe. So we get a smile on that, and he got the name Doubting Thomas. But many of us are like that too, even though we don't like to admit it. If I were Thomas, I would not have said anything. He just said it. And he just said it, and he got the name of Doubting Thomas. We don't want to be called Doubting Thomases, so we probably keep quiet. It happens too many times to us. A man got some kind of a psychological issue, and he had a problem. He always thinks that he's dead. So nobody can convince him. So he keeps saying that you need to start arranging for my funeral. I'm already dead. And, you know, why don't you invite people to come and see me? All kinds of hallucinated problems with this guy. So they send him to a psychiatrist, a doctor, who tried various different ways to convince him that he was not dead. He would not budge. He said he still thinks he's dead. So finally he said, if I show you blood coming out of your body, would you believe? I said, yeah. Well, you know that there is, if you, dead bodies don't bleed. So I'm going to prick you with a pin. So he did take a pin and pricked his finger with a pin, and the blood started coming out. So he said, now do you believe? Yeah, now I believe that dead men do bleed. Isn't that what happens? Seeing and still not believing, that's what we do. We see a lot and we experience a lot, and we still do not have the faith to accept what we see. In Thomas' case, Apostle Thomas refused to believe until he saw and until he touched. And the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, include in their resurrection story a series of episodes related to the appearance of the risen Christ. In these episodes of appearance of Christ, after passing through a phase of doubt, unbelief and confusion, come to the point of believing that Jesus has been risen indeed. And the apostles were convinced because they went through this experience of witnessing the resurrected Christ. But when it came to Thomas, he said that he would have to see and touch the body of Jesus. And particularly, we don't really read that Thomas really touched the body, even though Jesus said, you can put your hand on my wounds. It doesn't say that he did. As soon as Jesus said that and he saw Jesus, he said, my God and my Lord. That's what he said. So, my Lord and my God. And then he accepted the appearance of Christ, the resurrected. It shows the significance of and believing without seeing versus believing after seeing. In 1 Peter, Peter was one of them who witnessed the resurrected Christ and who later became an apostle and a martyr for the cause of Jesus Christ. He wrote a letter, Peter, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. In 1 Peter he says that though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. So Peter, who was one of the witnesses in this post-resurrection experiences of Jesus Christ, he is writing a letter saying that by believing in him, you are filled with inexpressible, glorious joy. In order to have joy, we have to believe certain things in order to have peace. You go to the doctor next week, Miss Lou, and the doctor is telling you, you're fine, go home. But you refuse to do that because you have some symptoms and you don't want to believe that you're fine. You will never get peace if you don't trust your doctor, don't you think? So we have to trust someone or something at some point. And in fact, we trust a lot of things every day, even though we take them for granted. You're sitting on a bench there, you're trusting that the bench is going to hold you up. But if you have that doubt all the time in your mind, you will never get settled and you will not sit anywhere and you get crazy. In order to have peace, we have to trust. We have to trust people. We have to trust things in our lives. Above all, we have to trust in a God who controls all of these things. He has the power. We have to trust that God has the power to control everything and he is in charge. We have to trust that. So faith is an important thing that we all have to do and we have to understand. But seeing, some people say that I see, I believe only if I can see God. But how do you see God? You can see God every day in every part of our life, every part of this world. You can see God if you want to see God. Look at the creation. Look at the birds and the trees and all the things that are around you. Look at the seasons that are happening. Who does all these things? It doesn't happen just like that. I mean, even though some people tend to believe that. There is somebody who manages and controls all of these things, Almighty, powerful God. So if you want to see the things of God's creation, look around and look at our own lives. Look at the past of experiences of our lives. When we went through those things, you know, God was there to lift us up when we thought we were going to be down. And He would not let us go. And He's a good God yesterday, and He's a good God today, and He's going to be good tomorrow. So we cannot always say that I can see, but I can believe only when I will see things with our eyes. But we don't do that every day. So we can trust a God who is good. He is going to be good in the future. So believing without having seen the Lord is one of those people who did that was Paul. He did not see Him in person. But on his way to Damascus, you all know that Jesus appeared to him. And he saw with his eyes the resurrected Christ. So in one way, form or fashion, God has appeared to us in our lives at some point. If we have the eyes to see Him or not is up to us. And if we open our eyes, if we illumine our souls, we can see God's power working through us and working in us every day. And the loving Christ means experiencing the Christ in our lives. When you love Him, your faith is translated into trust. We all love to say that we love God. We love God. But how can you love God when you really don't trust Him? Without trust, there is no love. So Peter is saying to the church there in that letter, saying that without believing, you trust in Him. That shows your love towards Him. So our love is expressed in the trust that we place in God. If we love God, we do trust in Him. And we love God because He is always there with us. Then trusting Christ means experiencing Christ as reliable in all His promises and all His counsel and His word. Trust in His word. We have to trust in His word if we love God. We trust in Him, the power of God. We also trust in His word and the promises that He has given us through His word. So as Peter was speaking to these persecuted Christians in his letter, now for a little while you may have to suffer griefs of all kinds. These have come to you that your faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And we trust in a God today. We are also going to trust in a God who is to be here tomorrow. He will come again. So there are three things that we have in our foundations of our faith. All of them are based on faith, faith alone. The virgin birth of Christ, we accept and we believe. The resurrection of Christ, we accept and we believe. And then the second coming of Christ, we believe and we accept it. These three are the foundations of our faith. And if we trust in a God, we love our God, we trust in these things, that Jesus Christ will be here coming again to take us with Him to that eternity that He wants to live with us, or we want to live with Him. So as people of God today, as we look at Thomas's life, we are all Thomas one time or other, doubting things in our lives. But remember, we come before God as people living this weak people. We are weak in our bodies, we are weak in our mind and spirit. But God is there to strengthen us. To even in our weak faith, He will strengthen us to have the faith, to accept the faith. And when John Wesley, who was the founder of Methodism, he said when he started preaching, he didn't have faith. So he went to a preacher at that time and shared and said, "Hey, I preach, but I don't really have any faith." And he said, "Don't back off. Continue preaching until you have faith." That's what sometimes we have to do. That's what he did. And we preach a God, a lot of times we may have doubts, but God knows that we are weak. and He can strengthen us and fill us with the faith that we need. So as people of God, let's come to the table, trusting in a God, knowing that He's all-powerful and He's a good God. And He's going to be there forever with us to do whatever we need in our lives. So trust in a living God, not to be afraid, not to be doubting, but to trust that He's a living God today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
For our communion service, please use the laminated sheets that are available on your pews. If you need more, we can have some here too. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name, and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are You and blessed is Your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of His suffering, death and resurrection, You gave birth to Your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death. And made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night to which He gave Himself for us, He took the bread, gave thanks to You, broke the bread and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And when the supper was over, He took the cup, gave thanks to You, gave it to His disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is My blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." And so in remembrance of these Your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving and a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through Your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in Your Holy Church, all honor and glory is Yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now as the ushers guide you, please come forward and partake in this communion. The United Methodist Church table is an open table. All are invited, regardless of age, gender, or any other denominational barriers. Please come forward. Thank you. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Before we go to the closing hymn, I am so excited to invite Guillermo and Liliana, as they are planning to join our church today. So please stand if you are. Guillermo and Liliana have been has moved to the U.S. from Argentina in 1982, as years ago. And also moved in Georgia during this time. And they have been a good friend of Wayne and Cal. And thanks for joining us here today. I have, since you are coming from another church, I have only one question. Are you trusting in God to join the church, to support the church in its ministry, and also church, the witnessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ through his church? Yes. Okay, that's all we have. Please join and welcome them today as they as we leave the church. Please have a welcome word with them. Thank you. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Trust and Obey. It's 467. There's a correction in there. 467 verses 1, 2, and 4. 467.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shed on our way.
Need to take to page 43 of the hymnal. We want to do a special invitation for our new members that we wanted to pray. 43. Members of the household of God, I commend Guillermo and Liliana to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, and members in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, and our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Now go in peace, knowing that God is there and He is good, and trust in Him. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.